This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Inhalers are a true lifesaver for the millions of people living with asthma and other lung diseases, and three of the largest producers of the medical devices are now capping out-of-pocket costs of the inhalers at $35 per month. The companies are AstraZeneca, Boehringer Ingelheim, and GlaxoSmithKline. The three pharmaceutical companies are currently charging U.S. patients between $200 and $600 for each inhaler, which often need to be purchased monthly. AstraZeneca and Boehringer Ingelheim said their $35 price caps will go into effect June 1st. GSK's price change will take place by January 1st of next year. The Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America celebrated the news, with President and CEO Kenneth Mendez urging other manufacturers to take similar steps to make medications more affordable and accessible. The $35 price caps will apply at retail pharmacies and should be particularly helpful for people who are uninsured or underinsured. Boehringer Ingelheim, AstraZeneca, and GSK say they will continue to offer patient assistance programs, discounts, and rebates for inhalers. The companies say they cannot control any inhaler fees added on by pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs. The Montana Supreme Court has found that four laws passed by the Republican-majority 2021 Montana legislature violate the fundamental rights of voters protected in the Montana Constitution. The court's 125-page opinion found against Republican Secretary of State Christy Jacobson. The laws struck down by the court ended same-day voter registration, enacted new voter ID requirements, prohibited paid third-party ballot collection, and barred county election officials from distributing mail-in ballots to minors who would be eligible to vote by Election Day. The Supreme Court's decision found that all four laws were unconstitutional. ACLU Deputy Director Alex Raitt, an attorney in the case, said that the decision demonstrates that the straw men created by state lawmakers and Jacobson's office to support passing the 2021 laws were not valid justifications for restricting the right to vote. The Supreme Court's opinion, written by Chief Justice Mike McGrath, found that the laws placed an undue burden on the right to vote in Montana and in several cases threatened to disenfranchise young and indigenous voters in particular. For example, in explaining the court majority's opinion on same-day voter registration, Chief Justice McGrath wrote that more than 70,000 Montanans have utilized that right since it was first established in 2005 with the federal Help America Vote Act. He further noted that voters statewide rejected a ballot referendum in 2014 that would have eliminated the practice and that the impacts of repealing it would be especially harsh in tribal communities. The justices extended the same view to paid ballot collection, which McGrath referred to as the only option to vote for a significant number of Native Americans living on reservations. As for the new voter ID requirements passed in 2021, the court's opinion focused primarily on the elimination of university-issued student IDs as a primary form of voter ID. Chief Justice McGrath said, "Although it is reasonable to draw a line between governmental ID and a Costco card, it was not reasonable to remove student IDs from the list." The court's opinion also widely rejected Jacobson's argument that those three laws would help prevent voter fraud in Montana and bolster voter confidence in the security of the state's elections. Lastly, in regard to prohibiting early ballot distribution to minors, the court found the 2021 legislature approach to be unreasonable and arbitrary. McGrath and the concurring justices stated it would be absurd to prosecute a 17-year-old who was turning 18 5 days before the election for mailing in their absentee ballot 9 days before the election. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.